Podcast, episode 21, Viagra Driven.
Yeah.
In today's episode, we will be talking about Bulletstorm and our road to PAX, so check us out.
Alrighty, here we go. And to my right, I have the little lady, Holly.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry. You're across the way, Trent, but Trent is across my way. How are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'll cross your way.
Don't know how to take that. And the bearded-faced man, Justin.
Like I want you to.
Working on my Medal of Honor beard.
Medal? Your tier one operator beard?
Yeah. Yes, right.
Yeah. Tier awesome. You're a master sergeant of all master sergeant people.
Yeah. Boring.
To the extreme.
To the extreme.
Surreal.
So, let's get this started. Who's been playing some video games? Holly.
I have been playing some video games.
Oh, you have been?
I have.
For what?
Oh, I work a lot.
That's true.
Today I played like 5 different games.
So how's cooking baby mama?
So you took some time out from your vaginal bleeding to play some video games.
Yeah.
What did you play?
I just got done playing some Left 4 Dead with Moon and
lots of blood.
Donnie.
Lots of blood.
Good guys. Yeah. I enjoy playing with them.
Yeah. Yeah, actually I have Donnie on my list now.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep,
he's a hoot. You might not always win, but he's a hoot now on your team.
And he's like the most.
He learns quick though. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's so nice. He's like, man, that was an awesome smoke.
He's always upbeat.
He's like, you raped me. Awesome, boom. I'm
yeah.
Like, shut up, Donnie. I want you to burn and
that's mean.
Be vengeful and you make it too late.
Are you talking about whenever you're playing against him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, he was getting pissed off today when we were playing. Yeah, because like he would try to spit on someone, but they would shoot him before, but he would have already pressed the button, which happens to be a lot as Boomer. And he's like, I pressed the button, and he's
Donnie's
sort of
dark
like cussing
side
at
out.
Everything. And then like Moon hasn't had any sleep because
he's an insomniac.
Yeah. So he doesn't ever sleep.
He sleeps like 3 hours a day.
Motherfucker goes to bed like, I'm like, damn, it's late. It's 2 a.m. He's like, it's like 7 a.m. over here.
He's just like him.
He's like, oh, fuck all.
It's her southern impersonation.
And then him cussing out his next door neighbors. Listening
oh my
to
God.
Different shit.
That
is
was
so,
so
funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
Quit hilarious. Playing your goddamn music.
And it was like, it was what one of their talent, one of the winners from their talent shows.
Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Or something.
You know, this is just one of those things where it's, you know, it's amazing how far we've come in international relations over the years. Yeah. Where we can play Xbox with our brothers in England.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And then we always rag on him because he's like the only Brit that plays with us. But it's good times playing with them, and the TVG GP crew is always a good time.
I have a couple other Brits I play with. They're not as entertaining. Like this guy named Timmy I play with. He's from England, and he sounds like he'd be 8. Yeah, with a name like Timmy, but he's like up in his 30s, and he's humorous, but he doesn't get on as much. Hmm. So
the Moon is on constantly.
Oh yeah. God, he's always him and Donnie are like every 10 seconds. They're like blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Has invited you to a party chat. I'm like. I am trying to watch a movie.
Well, I was playing single player campaign on Left 4 Dead this week, and the missus was in from out of town, so they're playing, and I'm just trying to do it for fun, and I get like a voice message from him going like, you should come over and join me and Donnie. We're going to go. I come into the game. It's the parish. First level, I come in. Everybody's incapped, and I'm just like, what the fuck happened? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, what happens? Like, we walked like 5 feet away and boom.
So. Dude, I love whenever Moon leaves me a message because half the shit you can't understand.
No, I can understand him, yeah.
No, but like, if you're talking to him, yeah, I can understand what he's saying. But if he leaves a message, like a voice message, I'm like, dude, he rambles for like 45 seconds, just like.
He talks so fast whenever he leaves the message, too. Just like, I heard something about a shower.
I have no problem. I have no problem understanding him. I don't know why.
Shower
you guys do.
And Cleopatra. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, what else have you been playing, babe?
Did that. I played some Castle Crashers. I picked up Plants vs. Zombies. First time to play was yesterday, and I actually got really addicted to it.
It's like crack.
That's all your posts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an awesome game.
Her eyes got really bright when you said crack.
I know.
Yeah. Crack.
She's like, crack. Yeah. Oh, crack, baby.
What else am I playing? And
Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy and Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
It's a lot.
Oh, that's been
a
lot of titles. That's a fun one.
That's what I was about to say. It's all XBLA.
I love Scott Pilgrim. That's just like your regular typical street brawler. Yeah,
I only played like 15 minutes of it, and that was after I played Left 4 Dead, waiting for you guys to get lunch or dinner and everything like that. Mm. I played a little bit of that and then head over here. So.
Oh, so you're talking about just like 30, 40 minutes ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yep.
Excellent.
Nice.
Anything
playing,
else?
Playing down to the wire.
I think that's it.
I can't think of anything else you've been playing. Trent, what have you been playing?
I've been working, mainly. But no, I did some...
So you got a job?
I got a new project for web design, so I've been doing some web design stuff. And a little diesel punk, steampunk thing. So, but I've been doing a lot of that. But I have been playing some Fallout 3 this weekend.
Bringing it back out.
Yeah, I was going to start all over, and I got about 40 minutes into it, and I was like, you know, just fuck this. I'm just like, fuck it, you know? I don't want to have to run all the way to fucking New Vegas right now. You know, so.
New Vegas, what's your plan?
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, Fallout. Oh, I said, I didn't mean Fallout 3. No, I meant Fallout New Vegas. Yeah, and I was just like, I really don't feel like running all the way to Vegas right now. And then I popped in some Left 4 Dead, and me, Moon, and Donnie got our asses handed to us.
Left 4 Dead 2 is 2 years old.
You were playing with them earlier?
Still amazing.
This was on like Saturday or
Sunday. I thought you'd played with them today too. It's like, wow.
No, I've been balls deep in Photoshop.
They just do nothing but Left 4 Dead.
No, I've been balls deep in Photoshop. I've been in Photoshop probably about 24 hours over the last 36 hours.
Jeez.
So it's just a big, massive project. So, but it's looking good. And other than that...
Not a lot.
No, not really playing too much games.
Okay.
You know, I'm planning on fixing that this week, though.
Podcast, right?
Yeah, I'm going to fix that this coming up week. Okay. I've got some stuff I'm going to play. And also, I'm just totally psyched for Portal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. It looked pretty fucking
amazing. Yeah, I'm totally psyched, and that's why I'm saving myself for Portal.
So you're gonna poop sock another 14 hours, start at midnight.
I want Aperture Science to take me slowly into my bedroom and cradle me into my bed. Yeah, so while GLaDOS whispers sweet nothings in my ear. So that's what I've been doing, waiting for that.
You don't love me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a little fucking weird, but yeah.
Cradling you.
Cradling me.
So I'm going to hop to me on video games because
Justin doesn't matter.
Got some reviews to kick out. Started up some Dragon Age Origins because I want to play it for the new one coming out. Which, finding out, I'm actually liking it pretty well, even though it's kind of hard to like with certain issues.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Here's to address your issues. Originally, very much a made for PC game that they ported to Xbox, and that's where a lot of people have a hard time with it. Is it's super old school.
Yeah,
and that's probably where I think people have a problem with it because there's a lot of things to do and a lot of things to set up, and the action goes a little bit slow.
Yeah.
But it's got a very good story, and if you're just going for a straight RPG, pretty good. It's kind of like Mass Effect 1.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I like it more than I liked Mass Effect 1, probably because I did invest some time into Mass Effect 2 and found out, fuck, I really like this whole thing.
You should go back and play part 1.
You can basically change the entire environment by what you do. I'm used to games where... no matter what you do, you can piss on the president, and you're still Mario kind of shit.
You should go back.
Mario pissed on the president?
yeah,
he did.
Reagan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's in the new 3DS one, but anyway, which is not coming out. But anyway, you should...
that's weird.
Yeah, no Mario on the new 3DS.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that.
Yeah, anyways, but you should go back and play part one now, because there's so many little things... side missions, like the Cerberus side missions, that kind of affect that actually factor into part 2.
I would, but I mean, I am dreading going back.
He's just
six
like,
hours ago and fixing my Mass Effect 2.
You can speed run and still get everything done in Mass Effect 1 in like
12 hours.
Yeah, about 12 hours. You really can. You just got to know what you're doing. And if you have a good walkthrough, which I would suggest doing if you're going to do that, to find all the little side mission planets, fucking do it, because Mass Effect 1 is... there's a lot more story in that than they let on in part 2.
I hate fighting the Geth.
They're fun as hell. As you get further into it, they get really fun to fight. So.
Like, even in Mass Effect 2, the few times you encounter the Geth, I'm like, ugh.
They're annoying, to be honest with you. But
they're super annoying.
The Collective were 10 times better enemies, the Collectors. But anyway, with Dragon's Age, though, that was one of the problems I had, was the old school kind of thing. And... And I keep telling myself to get in there and play it, you know, even though it reminds me a lot of, like, still I love Morrowind, but it reminds me a lot of the way that was set up. But once you play Dragon's Age 2, the demo for that, you're going to like it.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
You're
going to
like it.
Like Holly, we played some Left 4 Dead with TVGP crew. That's always a good time.
Always
we actually
fun.
Had like 15 people on Monday. So we had to do two different games, which is still a lot of fun.
Yeah, then on our gauntlet, you had the brilliant ideas like, hey, let's do Tiltcast versus TVGP.
Well, it's funny because we were kicking your ass until awful. That point. We were on opposing teams and we were wiping you guys out.
Yeah,
and then
they
switched over. And they brought in Tooth.
Tooth.
And
he's like
fucking
Rain Man on
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Justin's like the opposite of Rain Man.
If Tooth wasn't there, it would have been a closer fight, I think, because Tooth is like a fucking savant.
Justin, please play more Left 4 Dead. Please.
Yeah, you're hurting our image.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes I opt out.
No,
and so are you. when I say, like, pistol whip me, I'm right behind you getting smoker, and you're just...
No, I have gotten so much better.
But just to put this in perspective, they went into hive mind mode.
Yeah,
and like
did.
It was like a symphony of destruction.
It was brutal.
They weren't even talking, and they were just brutalizing.
Dude, I was just like throwing my controller. I was just like...
I was throwing up inside.
No, Moon was telling me earlier today that they had played, like, him, Knobs, and Tooth had all played against another team, like, a few days ago. And apparently, like, they had gotten through the opposing team had gotten through, like, all but one of the maps.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, when
and got up to like 3,000.
Yeah, when Moon,
that's bullshit.
Yeah, when Moon, me and Donnie were playing, the team we were playing against, we incapped them on I think 2 out of the 5 maps. They raped us.
Dude, that's
and,
what happened to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and Moon and I are pretty good players. Donnie's new, but he's learning really quick.
Yeah.
And it was just, and we kept getting like randoms in the fucking party
that
were screwing shit up. They'd open doors and go out before everybody was ready. It was just really annoying.
Donnie learned his lesson about, like, I personally, and I told him, don't do this. If I just play a random game with somebody, like, just some random team to me up, I will not have them be on my friends list. Because they might seem cool in that game.
Yeah.
2 days later on a different game, they're playing with you, you find out they're a fucking freak.
Yeah.
So I informed him of that. And
yeah, I had some guy come in our room, actually. Who's on my list and starts singing some song. Oh, no, I think he was singing, like, the Star Spangled Banner, I think. I don't know what it was.
Anybody can join into a party, like.
Yeah.
We were playing the other...
I removed
him. We were playing with Knobs last night, and Jordan just hopped in, and we're like, I mean, we're friends, but you're kind of inhibiting our coordinated ass-kicking.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Usually I go invisible, but I wasn't visible at the time, and I actually removed the guy from my friends list because it was annoying. It was that annoying. I removed him from my friends list after we had to kick him out 2 different times. And we're in the middle of playing as humans, and it's just distracting. And he was in there singing, like, the Star Spangled Banner or something like that. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know? And doing a horrible job at it, too. And even, I think it was the Star Spangled Banner. I think even Moon made a comment about it being the Star Spangled Banner. I can't remember, but it was some horrible song. And, well, no, I don't mean that the Star Spangled Banner is a horrible song, but he was doing such a horrible job at it. You know, he was really creeding it up quite a bit. And so I had to remove him. No, just a lot of falsetto. Have you ever heard that guy sing the Star Spangled Banner? He did it for NASCAR. It was like the worst fucking thing in the world, man.
All right, let's see here. What else have I been playing?
It's fitting that
played
it's NASCAR.
Some NBA Jams with Joel and played some FIFA 11.
Oh, yeah. FIFA. We've been playing Mortal Kombat. Or not Mortal Kombat. Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've also.
And then You Don't Know Jack. So it's the same kind of game. So FIFA 11. I hate soccer with a passion. I think it's like one of the most boring sports.
No, it's not.
This game actually is really fun.
Croquet. I just disown all sports.
Croquet is one of the most
boring.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
Cricket, even. It's pretty boring. Unless you get into that extreme ESPN Ocho cricket where the ball has fucking spikes on it, then it's a little bit cooler.
No, see, I mean, I like some sports games. Like, I'm pretty excited about the new MLB game, and I like Madden's to a point. But, I mean, FIFA was pretty fun. You need to come over and play it sometime, Justin.
Well, the FIFA games are usually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
So,
and then...
When I have absolutely nothing to do, I will come play FIFA with you.
find out in the mood to masturbate.
Oh, wait, when you don't have a girlfriend? So,
when I don't have a financial tie-down?
So you're saying Holly's a tie-down?
No.
Financially?
It costs money to hang out at your house. That's I don't know.
I mean, he has to pay me. I'm a friend on fucking contract.
He's like, every minute I'm at your house, I'm worth less money. That's what he's saying.
My dollar amount is dropping.
Yeah. Oh.
So, Justin.
Yeah?
We played a game together.
We did. I was actually going to talk about some other things, but if you want to jump into that, that's fine.
Sounds a little erotic.
Go for your other games.
Okay. And then we'll get to our time.
Our time.
You guys play Sexy Twister?
Sexy Twister.
Naked.
Naked. That's it. That is Sexy Twister. That's Sexy Twister.
Oil.
The twister part of it is our hair
He's
is getting
really
twined.
Hairy. Yeah.
Did you use the oil with a little scent of lemon to make it
burnt
nicer?
My anus.
It burnt my anus.
Oh, God.
I had to put Preparation H on it.
So I've been playing a lot of Hitman. Blood Money.
So that's where your time's going.
Yeah, speaking of bloody anus.
I got on a Steam sale for like $3 the other day.
Great. Oh, you were playing Blood Money, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to revisit this because, you know, we played so much Assassin's Creed and all the cool assassinations.
Yeah.
You go to Hitman, way fucking harder. Way harder.
So many more options, too.
The thing that really makes this a different kind of assassination game is that Assassin's Creed is cool. Don't get me wrong. I give those games like 9 out of 10 all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a thinking man's game. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah. Because you can fuck shit up.
Well, I remember you and I sat there for an hour the other night after you got off work and just sitting there talking about our favorite Hitman contracts that we did in different games. Yeah.
Well, it's just
part
like
one and onward.
Okay. One of my favorite ones so far has been one where I had to get this microfilm from a lady's necklace. And on top of that, I had to go in this house infested with FBI agents to recover the necklace and take out a target that's in the witness protection program. Yeah, he's like a cocaine drug runner, scumbag dude that has some information on my past.
And this is like in a suburban neighborhood. Yeah.
It's in a suburban neighborhood. So the first time I tried, I go up in the treehouse, pull up my sniper rifle, and just start shooting people.
Because every treehouse has a sniper rifle.
No, I had a sniper rifle
with
me.
I know.
But I was like, well, this didn't really work, so I couldn't get a clear shot. I was like, I'm going to try this a thinking man's way. And about
well,
2 hours.
An oxymoron.
Well,
you're a woman, and you don't think.
What?
That was reaching.
That was reaching. It sounded better. In
it
my
sounded
head.
Better in your head. I'm sure.
I was like, come on, pull something.
That's like her saying she loves it, and you say it's cubic zirconia.
Man, you hit the brakes and then hit reverse.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna act like that didn't happen.
It's like you built the car with the taillights.
So welcome
front.
To the Tiltcast. What have you been playing, Holly?
So anyways, here's what I ended up doing.
Rewind, so surreal.
So I go over to the trash man and strangle him real quick behind his trash truck. Toss his buddy in the dumpster because I thought, okay, wait, actually.
Oh, no, you sedated him.
I sedated him thinking, I want to do this the nonviolent way and only take out the targets. And so I sedate him and I dump him in the back of the dump truck and I close the door. Close the door actually means compact.
Yeah. No shit.
Collateral damage.
That makes this really loud noise and this crunching, bone crunching noise. I was like,
yes.
I just killed that dude. Shit.
Brutally.
Well, collateral damage goes up on the screen. You're like, fuck.
But I got his recycling shirt now, so I run over and I'm like, well, I found
some. Why is there a trash bin in our house?
Well, I run around the back to go collect the trash or act like I'm collecting trash, and I jump in the window and I see some ether and a hot dog. And
date rape. Oh god, sorry. That just sounded like you should write that one down. Ether and a hot dog.
That's
a really
right
good
now.
One. It's like, I swear, it doesn't smell funky. Just eat it.
Well, it's relish.
Well, there's a basement, and the target sometimes goes down the basement because I sat there and observed from the treehouse to try to figure out where he was going. And there's a dog back there, and I thought, well, I'll sedate the dog, and then I'll be able to get into the basement.
So you did raped a dog?
No, I didn't end up having to. So I'm going.
He didn't have to. He took it willingly.
He's like, the dog was pretty friendly, man. It was pretty friendly.
So anyways, I decided, well, that's I got to figure out a way into this house because it's covered with FBI agents. I don't know how to kill one of these guys and take their suit. So I look around and I find a donut box. And there's a guy like cleaning carpets, and then there's a He's doing something. He's going in and out of the house. And also there's some donuts in the back of his car, and I guess he's a caterer of some sort. There's also a that is really distracting.
There's
fire truck.
Something outside. Anyway, go ahead.
A fire truck or an ambulance? Yeah.
It sounds like a fire truck.
Yeah, that's big enough to be a fire. Anyway, go ahead.
So anyways, what happens is
actually, we have a neighbor who gets resuscitated about every 3 weeks, so seriously. Yeah.
God, that really threw me off. I was like, are we on fire?
Our numbers are pretty hot.
The roof is on fire.
Numbers are doing good.
Yeah, our numbers are very hot right now.
But anyways.
Thank you, listeners.
Yes, thank you. Telling your friends. Keep telling them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I'm like, I got to get into this building, and I got to get rid of these FBI agents.
But you were date raping the dog. That's where
he was dealing with donuts.
Donut box. And one of the things you can do in this is poison or sedate food. So I opted to put some sedative
sleep
in
donuts. Sleep.
But you can do that. Sleep donuts. You can do that in part two as well. So
yeah. So I inject him with some anesthetic, and or not anesthetic, sedative.
The dream donuts.
And the dude carries him back to the truck, takes him in. That's where the guys are watching the house.
I always take donuts from trash men.
Yeah. No, what the trash? Well, anyway, he's like a caterer or something.
You are
I forgot.
Not listening, are you?
I'm giving him shit. I'm in a good mood.
I just like whenever he goes into stories about games, it always turns into something really sexual.
I know.
He always
out his sexual
fantasy. It always does.
So they eat the food, and basically it knocks them out. And I know it's going to knock them out.
They ate your Krispy Kreme.
And you know, the cool thing about Blood Money is it does this little cut scene, and it shows you what happened from things you've done. Uh-huh. It shows the guys eating them and then getting kind of sick and then fall asleep. So I go back in the back of the truck. Steal their clothes. Now I'm dressed up as an FBI agent.
Consequences so surreal.
So real. It's actually so real, I think.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I just like this so surreal because it's fucking funny.
But so I take a suit, take their handgun, and then I walk into the house. And I'm just like, well, where's the target? The target's upstairs, but I really need to get that necklace off that chick in the bikini.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I got to find some way to do this. So I walk up to the
you're just going to turn her the donuts either?
No.
We're going to give you
no,
shit.
No, this is better. This is better. So I noticed she's going up to the barbecue to make some food, and I was like, I wonder if there's something I can do. So I walk up to the barbecue, and it says sabotage. I was like, there's got to be something to sabotage the barbecue.
So I go
walking around, and I find out there's a tool shed, and in the tool shed, one of the grabbable items was lighter fluid. I was like, this works. So I go over
you
to the...
You exploded the bitch, didn't you?
Oh, it's better than that.
Fire.
I go in there, and I pour in some extra lighter fluid. She lights it up to grill her snacks. She lights on fire. She starts screaming and running around, then she jumps in the pool to put herself out. So I run into the pool and I grab her necklace. And of course that wouldn't be obvious, but hey, this is an older game.
Yeah.
And that worked, and I was like, well, that's fucking cool.
If you would have followed her around, maybe she would have taken a shower. It would have just been easier just to sneak in the window and grab the damn thing.
Well, that's your rape instincts coming in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm the one walking around with a hot dog and ether in my pocket.
You're the one that came up with the rape shield joke.
Rape Shield was
rape
fucking
shield.
Great. Rape Shield. Oh.
But
Rape
Shield.
Oh. Yeah, it's fucking funny. Yeah.
But anyways, so that aside, I need to go take out the guy, and there's like a shitload of FBI agents in there.
Captain Fraternity.
And then after the stuff happens, he goes in the room to check out the videotape to see if he can figure out what happened. Uh-huh. So he's walking upstairs doing that. Come up the other stairs, and of course you can see the maps where everybody's at. That's important. And I walk in there, and I fucking strangle his ass, and then just walk out like nothing happened. I was like, man, this game kicks
you
so much ass.
You choked his butt.
I choked him.
You choked
so
his butt.
So you raped a dog. You smushed a trash
Well, I didn't
man.
Have to rape the dog.
You
No, he had sex with the dog.
You didn't have to, but you did.
I had the tools.
Well, I had the tools. I could do it. I did.
Damn. I might have to play. They need to make a new Hitman.
I believe you can get Blood Money actually on Xbox 360 for about $15
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's a games on demand.
Hmm.
No, it's not. Is it on games on demand now? It's probably
yes,
more
it
expensive.
Is.
Just go buy it used.
Okay, I might have to do that.
I believe it's on there. Their instant key where you can download it and all
what
that.
What else have you been playing?
well, I'm not going to go into some other things, but the main thing that I was really hyped about, aside from the one I really want to talk about, Dragon Age demo came out on Tuesday.
Woo! Yeah.
And They have made some improvements.
Yes, they have.
They have made a lot of improvements.
Even I thought, you know, I thought it looked great.
It looks good. Yeah. The combat flows. It's not wooden. It's exaggerated. It's kind of cartoony in that, like, God of War, big over-the-top movements and slayings. Uh-huh. And I like that. Like that when you kill that ogre and he jumps on top. I don't know what he does on the mage.
He Oh, he got ripped in half by demon arms.
Okay, yeah. Demon arms with the mage, and then with the rogue, he fucking, like, runs up his chest and drives his dagger into his heart and then fucking twists it and pulls it out. I was like,
oh, that was bad.
One thing I really liked that I noticed was is that, like, Mass Effect, even if you're a Vanguard, it's a lot of distance, you know, firearms and using powers, you know, at distance, while Dragon's Age, made by the same guys, and they're using the Mass Effect engine on this, is a lot more in-your-face combat. You can use missile magic and stuff from a distance, but there's, you know, always one character at least that can really get out there and fuck some shit up, and when you do, it's like carnage. It's just
a big improvement. This is just something small but big in a small way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the Son of the Mage, like, you're casting your basically your staff, and that's your attack for your melee. It's ranged, and then when they close in, he starts going melee with his staff.
Yeah.
He changes the animation for most of the shots, too. It's not the same animation where the first one you hit A, he just auto-attacks with his staff until something comes in Q. New one, you're fucking button-mashing your attack, so it feels more... Yeah. There's
like
more
you're
adrenaline.
Doing something.
Yeah, like you're doing something. And then with that mage, man, he's flipping that staff around, fucking shooting shit.
Shit at the
things,
same time.
Things come up, you can fucking stab him in the throat, the back of the staff. And
it's kind of like with Batman Arkham, the button mashing on that. I mean, every button did something different, and it tied fluidly into what you were doing, so you could go from high punches, low punches, roundhouse kick, flip across the screen, take something else. So you actually felt like your button mashing was doing something other than
the
just
combat
the same
animation
thing
over
and over
like
again.
That, to be
over
honest
over
with
again,
you,
yeah,
like. And I always keep telling you to play the rogue, but it doesn't matter. The rogue has this ninja quality to him that I was... Okay, the rogue was a pain in the ass to play in the first one, and I never opted to play him because positioning sucks.
That's what I'm playing right now.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of hard because, like, you have so many bombs you can throw.
It's hard to, like differentiate. Right now I'm playing him like a warrior.
Really what you should do is...
Dual-wielding warrior.
Do the dual-wield... what do they call them? Duelist.
Mm-hmm.
Do the duelist class if you're going to play Dragon Age 1 because it's not as position oriented, and you can use two swords and fucking use them like a hack and slash warrior.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, and then I'll shoot arrows every now and then.
Well, I was playing with the rogue in the Dragon Age demo, and I was noticing, like, hey, positioning isn't so much of an issue because he's fucking flying all over the screen like a spider monkey. Like, the button comes up for backstab. I hit backstab. He fucking poofs some smoke, comes out behind him and fucking does
some smoke.
Yeah, I saw that where you got behind. You actually were standing behind one of your own people and you threw it down and then you popped up on the other side of the person who was on their side and just fucking
And then
out.
Like as you get a little bit further on, he's got like a double stab motion where he spins around, slides his swords.
Actually, I think you made the person explode. You made the person explode when you came up out of the smoke. Actually, he came
There's one that if the after you've done so many combos, you hit it does like a combo finisher, and then he does this big ass drive into him with his weapon, and
with his member.
But it's just so visceral. It's so fast paced, and then like the rogue, like he is nimble. He is super quick.
Nimble.
It literally looks like
you're getting fucked. You hit the backflip button. He jumps way out of the crowd.
Now, you guys are talking about, like, you know, positions and being nimble and getting fucked. And I just really want to say it sounds a lot like sex. It sounds a lot like sex.
That demo, to be fair, is like 45 minutes long. And I've played it with all three classes. So I spent... like 2.5 hours last night going through the demo.
Now, this makes me very excited because I see everything wrong with Dragon Age.
Yeah.
And I'm, I see it being better than Mass Effect 2 in their leap between Game 1 and Game 2.
It's a bigger leap.
It's a way bigger leap, and they've streamlined it and still left in the effects on the environment of your talking and stuff and changing the world. But then they've fixed what was wrong with their combat, which was very...
It was awful.
He's getting pretty excited talking about it.
I am. Yeah. I'm actually pretty damn... If it wasn't for this podcast, I would not be an RPG fan.
Yeah, he's like, they're changing the world! He's just getting really up there, dude.
Well, it's just like... another big thing is the talking.
Yes.
Talking makes so much difference when you've been, like, just dialing through all this fucking text.
Yeah.
And then you get to a game where you got voice acting. And
you're like,
just,
what the fuck did I just say? Like, that's what I'm having problems with Dragon Age 1. I'll say something, I'm like, what the fuck did I say before? Because I don't remember, because I kind of skimmed through it.
Yeah. Did you get to the part in the... How far did you get in the demo? Did you get to the part where you started playing as the real people?
Real people.
I'm not going to give it too much away. Play it.
Play it.
Play it, and there's a really... somebody from the last game makes a huge appearance in the demo, and it's incredibly badass. So, just play through the demo. It's incredibly entertaining. It's an incredibly good look at it. It looks like they're cutting through the cutscenes really fast because as you play the cutscenes, it looks like they're chopping pieces of it out, which is understandable because I want it to be longer.
I'm hoping they drop the res a little bit for this demo just so they can fit in.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Because I've seen pictures of like the gameplay, and it looks better in these pictures and stuff. So I'm hoping that this demo, they just like drop the res and drop the graphics a little bit just so they could... distributed over Xbox Live a little easier.
I'm pretty sure that Dig is when we were looking at online, we were watching when they're in that courtyard area inside of some market street, and they show you how can you how you can do the distance attacks and everything, and it looks so much cleaner and so much like more high res, and that was a YouTube fucking video. It looked way good, and when I was looking at the demo, it seemed like there were just a couple areas that had a little bit more like texture blocky here and there on the landscapes and on the intros. And I thought to myself, I'm pretty sure they just lowered it. So, and that's why I made the comment about, I wonder if they're going to do the whole 1080p on PlayStation 3 with this.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure PlayStation fans are going to get a real treat with this because it does. It's a far cry from the first one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited.
I am excited. Sure I couldn't even get through like 30 minutes of the first one without getting really annoyed by the combat. Yeah. So this one just looks, it's actually something that I would like to play through.
Beat it, and I wish I would have like actually went through all of Mass Effect 1, and I'm kind of excited about doing the changing between what I chose from Dragon Age 1 to Dragon Age 2, because I love that so much.
Well, okay, just to briefly talk about this, the big thing that they're doing with this is instead of, with Mass Effect, you had an origin you created with the first game.
Yeah.
You're continuing the same character. With this game, what it is your Hawk. By the way, Hawk can be changed. It's locked in the demo, but you have the ability to change his features just like you did in Shepard.
Well, he got to that point where he actually
could change.
But it's locked in the demo.
I made a magic Shepard or made Shepard.
No, I know that part you can change, but your facial features.
Yeah. It's like you're playing as Shepard in Dragon Age 2, kind of like, I mean, you've got this stagnant character.
But you can change him to look how you want him to look and change his stats. He's just got to be human. That's the big difference.
So it is more like Mass Effect 1, which, or the Mass Effect being you are one solid character rather than in Origins where you could three different races, two different sub or backgrounds for these races. And then,
the way they're going to do it this time, instead of choosing what you did before, like are you a spacer, were you a colonist, all that, they're just taking the world that you created from the first game and importing that over. So I made these decisions.
Hopefully you can run into your character.
I don't know if you can. I know Awakening touched on some of this. Like some of the stuff I did in the original game passed over to Awakening.
Okay.
I kind of saw some of that, like I did this to this person and this happened, blah, blah, blah. Same thing's happening with this. It's you did these things in this world and that is carrying over to your new world. And it's actually taking place during the first part of the game and then fast forwarding a little bit. So the first part of Dragon Age Origins is when you're actually taking control of Hawk.
Okay.
So, but that's all I'm leaving that with.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. Enough said on that. What else have you been playing?
The game that all three of us have been playing...
Trent, did you play any?
Which one?
some Storms of Bullets?
No, I did not.
That's three.
I've been too busy working, and he's the one who bought it, so I wasn't going to go in his room and borrow his game while he's at work. So,
you should have.
No, I don't do that unless I ask. So,
but anyways, I don't know where to start.
One thing I have to say, and listening to Giant Bomb this morning, I was listening to yesterday's episode, and they hit it on the head, and that's what I thought whenever I first started playing this. It seems like they borrowed a lot from Duke Nukem, kind of the same kind of character, super badass, making up cuss words, booting people.
Oh, there's a lot of boot.
There is a lot of boot.
And Here's what I got to say. Don't play this game for the story. The story is just there. Yeah. It kind of just carries you through the levels. Play this because this is one of the weirdest shooters you'll ever fucking play.
It's pretty awesome.
It's weird in that you're trying to... Like, if you just boss your way through a level just shooting guys, you're going to be out of ammo in two levels.
Yeah.
Because you have to buy your ammo. And I think...
Like, that is
You don't have to buy your ammo.
Yeah, well, you
can pick up.
Do.
You can pick up a little bit of ammo, but if you're using the... if you just shoot, fucking mow down a fucking level with your ammo, the next level you're going to be out of ammo because you didn't do any skill shots for points to pick up
your
ammo.
That is a little rough in that. I wish you didn't. I wish I had enough ammo sitting around. You can pick up ammo.
They do at some points, though. They have the
boxes.
But
you're only picking up like 20 to 40 rounds.
Well, here's the interesting thing about that, though. What that does, it forces you to think a little bit more creatively about your gunplay.
Yeah.
And I'm usually ending up with about 7,000 to 10,000 points at the end of every level.
Yeah, that's...
And I have enough to make a couple of upgrades and then go through and refill all my ammo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm finding every level I'm pumping more into my thumper, putting more into, like, my fucking shotgun of death, the bone duster.
Bone duster.
Did you upgrade it for the charge shot?
No.
Fucking, it's a fucking firestorm.
Really?
You fire it, and it's a straight line of fire. Fucking eradicate shit. It's so awesome. But that shotgun is so satisfying.
It's some of the dialogue's funny in some parts. Some of it's just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Murder boner on. I'm like, what?
I actually was reading a review on it, and here's the thing I like about it. The reviewer that was reviewing it said, duh. He said, you know, if you didn't have any of the dialogue, it would just be, you'd just be slogging your way through doing some cool kill shots.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they have this kind of lighthearted, goofy-ass dialogue going on, it's kind of carrying you through it. And it's just, it's so over the top, like a really bad action movie, and I'm digging the shit out of it. Some of it, have you talked to the general a lot yet?
No, I'm only on Act 2.
Okay. He has some of the most colorfully explicit dialogue that I've ever heard, period. It's so over the top, and sometimes you're just like, what the fuck is that?
I know. Like, I never knew those two combination of profanity would make this.
Son of a dick. You run out of ammo. Son of a dick. But have you tried just sliding around endlessly? Like, if you just double tap the slide button and you got nothing to impede you... You can slide. I slid in a circle for about 5 minutes. And you just keep going. And it was part of a boss fight, and I was like, I really need to keep moving. So I just kept sliding and reloading my gun. And I was like, this is pretty fun.
Now, what I found much better than the campaign thus far is the horde mode, which is called Anarchy.
Yeah.
Anarchy, and it was me, you, and Nobs.
We had a fucking blast.
Oh, yeah, I came in and watched you guys do that.
After we started getting the hang of the level and where all the hazards were.
Yeah.
Man, and we were starting to smoke that shit.
We were, and like at first, like we weren't leveling up. We're shit, and we're like, man, this leveling up thing's taking forever.
But yeah, but then we got used to some of the hazards, and we started doing some of the coordinated skill shots,
the team stuff, team attacks.
I really like double
penetration,
double penetration,
tug of war.
Yeah, tug of war is where everybody leashes a target and pulls. Double penetration is if you launch a target and everybody shoots, or you don't have to launch.
No,
it.
You just have to.
Everybody shoots the same guy at the same time.
Yeah,
or and at
the,
least two.
Oh, the achievement names are great.
I didn't catch any of them, to be honest. With you.
Well, whenever you kill a boss, the achievement is like a boss. The fucking Lonely Island song, like a boss.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that was.
Yeah,
Lonely
and
Island.
It was, and then there's. Yeah. Whoa, I just got another one, and I was laughing about it. I can't remember it right now. But, yeah, that game's pretty wicked fun.
I do like a lot of the cultural references
you
find on video games nowadays for some of the achievements that you get. I do like a lot of them.
Some of them are just amazing.
Yeah.
But the achievements aren't just beating levels. I have yet to get an achievement for beating a level, and I like that. It's all achievements are based on mostly skill shots or shit like that. Not a lot of little collectibles and nothing. No bullshit
I
in
don't,
this.
Besides those little, the drop things where you have to leash onto it, I think if you get 10 of them or something, you get an achievement. I don't know. I was skimming through the achievement because that's what I do nowadays, skim through achievements.
I'm just playing the game. And I'm getting achievements along the way for different things, but it's like the... Have you done the deal where you drink and you get intoxicated and then you start doing skill shots? No. You get like an extra 100 extra 100 points for doing skill shots while drunk. So, and they're really hard because
where you drink?
You just see like beer on a table. You drink the beer and you're all of a sudden, he's a lightweight. Like you drink it and your screen goes all fuzzy and then you got to sit there and try to do skill shots while you're fucking drunk. And they got some that were pretty fucking cool. Like if you get, if you're drunk and then you kill a guy who's already been intoxicated by this weird drug, you can shoot these little things. They cause spores to go all the place and they get, people go crazy. And then you're drunk and then you shoot them and like in, impale him on something. It's so, like you get like fucking 800 points.
So it's like causing him like a really bad acid trip. Just seeing all these spores flying at him, he's going fuck.
Yeah, that is intense.
It's like I'm going through the center of the sun right now. You know?
But yeah, it's just it takes a little while to get started.
Uh huh.
But I think it's because there's not everybody's played the demo, and I think they're kind of showing you the basics. And
yeah,
yeah. Here's Voodoo Doll. This is how you do Voodoo Doll. Here's what a leash does. Oh yeah, here's our lame ass explanation for why you have skill points. But
yeah,
again, don't play it for the story. Play it because this is an innovative shooter. There's nothing really out there like this at all.
Not at all.
I'd savor to say that this is going to go up on my list of games that I will always go back to.
So does this?
I'm really having a blast.
Does this pick up where Borderlands kind of left off? The torch of being the new first person shooter type, and yeah, yeah, like just kind of comedic environment type.
Yeah,
thing
it's another reinvention of the genre, and where Borderlands was WoW meets Halo meets
sort of,
Fallout.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Duke Nukem meets Gears.
Yeah,
nice.
There are some things that bug me. There's no jump. That kind of blows the shit out of me.
There wasn't a jump though in Gears.
I know. I'm not a big Gears fan.
I think it kind of takes playing it to get used to it.
It's supposed to be like a cover-based kind of shooter, but you can't really take cover.
Oh, you duck behind stuff.
Yeah.
See, I like the jump button.
There's no like hit something you're magnetically attached to the boulder.
Yeah. See, I've always liked having the jump button. Like in Borderlands, they have jump, and it adds that platformer type feel every once in a while, because they actually add, like, you have to climb up on top of a bunch of shit to get to a toolbox to fix a claptrap, and yeah, it just makes it more of a open terrain where you can go all different
kinds
of places.
This is actually bordering on something I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And there's that video. There's
Wow. What do I have to do to make it tip over so you will? Because you said it's bordering right on it.
Well, first of all,
I lost you. Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm going to kick you in the dick.
Right in the dick tits.
Like Sonic had the rings, and you collected those, and you got points. Borderlands gives you scores of points all over the screen as you're doing damage.
Oh yeah,
WoW gives you all these fucking numbers when you're like doing damage. Same fucking thing. There are points all over the fucking screen, and I love it.
Yeah,
I love that shit.
I love that instant gratification.
Yeah, you're like, I just got points.
You're like, I just critted that guy for like 2,000 points. Fuck.
One thing I've got to say, without it being jumping. Whenever I have to run, like I run up to a barrier and I have to press A to jump over that, that somewhat takes me out of like the experience. Because if I like run into it and then I like either pressed it too early to jump, then I have to sit there and wait for the little icon. Press A to jump over this thing.
Oh yeah, kind of like Resident Evil 4 when they had that where you could run up to something, you got to tap the right button to either take cover or jump over, and it kind of takes you out of it.
Anytime I run up to something, it always takes me out of it. And I've had one instance where I like jumped over it sideways and got stuck.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what the fuck? Other than that, this game's like keeping my interest. Shit's going on everywhere.
Yeah.
Bullets flying.
And it's constantly going on, too.
And you have to have some skill to do the skill shot.
That's what really took me out of Mirror's Edge, for instance, which is a huge, like, you know, when it comes to running, jumping, all that. It's like, it's kind of context sensitive. The buttons work for everything, but it's certain objects where they'll do certain things. And, like, the sliding underneath air conditioning units and crap like that. Mm-hmm. I just wish it was, if you're aimed upright and you're running towards it, boom, it automatically slides you under. Instead of having to sit there and hit the button, that always bothers me.
I think if they just would have put in a jump button, I would not have had any of this.
Yeah.
Any of this problem. But I mean, that is one small little complaint I've had against. I had one other complaint about this game. One of the first opening cutscenes, I had some major frame rate drops.
See, I think you're the only one I know that's run into that.
Oh, I had, it was awful. It was like...
Did you install the hard drive?
Well, then I didn't.
Okay.
But it was like...
I ended up installing the hard drive just because to cut down on load times.
Might be your lens. Might be dirtier. It might just be dirtier fucking up.
Because this was... It was like I was streaming a video and it hadn't buffered all the way, kind of. And it was right the very beginning where you come in contact with the Ulysses ship. So it's literally 5 minutes into the game, and I was having that problem. So I had to get out, install it, and then I haven't had a problem yet thus far.
I kind of think this is one of those games that once you start getting the hang of a lot of the skill shots, it becomes really fun. Before you get the hang of the skill shots, it's got a pretty steep learning curve.
Yeah, and it gets kind of boring just kicking somebody and shooting them, so you have to come up with creative...
Yeah, the kick and shoot thing is cool for about 10 minutes. And then really what's the best thing to me is it's called Torpedo. Like, you know, we had those guys that run all over the place and you couldn't leash them?
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I found that was the best killer of those guys for early on was just double tapping and sliding. You slide up to him, and as you're sliding up to him, you have that shotgun ready, and you fucking blast them on your way over. And fucking take out their legs, extra 75 points.
What about the penetrator that I showed you?
I've been using the penetrator in campaign.
God,
it's pretty hard to figure out the skill shots on it. But.
Yeah, but like just think, it's basically a gun with a big old drill bit on it, and you shoot the drill bit. It basically pins them to a wall and then starts spitting them into the wall. It's
like a big daddy arm.
Yeah. But it's shootable.
Does it retract or is it just one
just
shot?
Gone. Yeah, it's just
It'd be kind of cool to have a retractable one where you can shoot it and you pin somebody to the wall while in your other hand you have another gun shooting somebody and then you pull that one.
Well, it's you only use one gun at a time.
I know. They need to have dual wheel, dual guns.
One other cool, like some of the simple animations of the enemies. Like I thought it was, like I never thought, why hasn't a game done this before? Shooting a guy in the neck, doing a throat shot.
Yeah.
They're actually like stumbling around, holding their throat as blood starts gushing out.
What's that one called?
Gag reflex.
Gag reflex.
It's like there's Bing games.
There's more points for the gag reflex than there is for the headshot.
Yeah, there's Bing games where you can shoot guys in the neck and have them react like Resident Evil 4 lets you shoot people in the neck. Resident Evil 5 did the same thing, and they'd have that effect, especially on the more human characters and all that. And then, like, even on games like Saboteur, if you shoot somebody in the neck, the Nazi reacts to it, you know.
I don't know. It's just cool.
But first-person shooters don't have it as much.
Kind of, like, shooting somebody in the leg, they fall over and stuff. You run up and kick them in the head and kick their head off.
You're shooting down the mini-boss, and he's stumbling around, so you rip off the plate on his ass.
Yes.
And do the charge shot up. Is it rear entry boss?
I don't know. You can boot him in the ass, and it's a foot up the ass.
Oh, is it called foot up the ass?
What else would it be called? But yeah, that game's pretty wicked fun.
I've heard a lot of people complaining that it's immature.
It is very.
It's extremely entertaining, though.
It's to feed that inner demon child, is what it really is.
There are some games out there that are kind of highbrow in the end.
Yeah.
It's all entertainment.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I want to know how much money Epic invested into the greatest marketing ploy for them to get Fox News to hate it. I can't think of any other.
Rock, Paper, Shotgun did a really good in-depth deconstruction of that article that Fox News put up because Fox News actually misquoted them on the article.
Well,
I thought was really fucking interesting, and then they went back and just deconstructed the whole thing, and then Fox wouldn't comment back on it.
Yeah, I love Fox News, because, like, have you paid attention to the news at all lately with Fox?
Wisconsin?
Oh, just with them, like, getting busted, doing all kinds of stuff. Like, they had the one senator on, and they showed a clip of his speech he gave, and they actually added a boo track into it.
Ouch. Well, I hate Fox News. I hate MSNBC.
Mm.
Both of them are, I think they're the same company, just different.
Well,
Fox
is owned by WorldCorp, I think they still own DirecTV, which owns MySpace.
No. I'm not serious that they're owned, but they're basically the same thing.
It's
they're
the Illuminati, you know.
It's just that Fox is jumping on the violence in video games bandwagon.
So is the left too. The left's doing the same thing.
Oh yeah, Tipper Gore.
Yeah. I mean, they're both. oh, blah, 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 these are so bad. But look at them. They're saying it's bad, too. So now it's good. No, it's stupid. I try not to watch the news. I listen to the news just to kind of hear what's going on. I don't give a fuck about fucking Olbermann's opinions or Bill O'Reilly's opinions or fucking, I mean, it might as well be Weird Al Yankovic and fucking Howard Stern. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, the only news I'll watch on Fox is Studio B, just because it's fucking funny. And they talk about, they don't talk about the regular news crappy here on the news. They just talk about, like, just, you know, viral videos that are on YouTube, science crap, just stuff that's just, you know, it's my, Studio B news.
My,
it's crap that's not
on
the mainstream.
Is, The Daily Show and The Colbert Report.
And The Onion?
You can't take, those, can't take too many of those too seriously.
Actually, in 2009, Jon Stewart got the most trustworthy news anchor. Like, Americans trust him over all other talking heads.
That's
I'll actually believe that because it's America. But
it's funny, but
I love watching it. But you can't take a lot of it too seriously.
It's mostly satire.
It is. It really is. It really is satire. It's just to make fun of stuff. So it's like
it's funny.
Go to your independent news sources online. That's some of the best places to go. Man.
I mean, really. Enough with the news. Oh wait, one more thing
it's
about
all conspiracy,
news.
Man.
You know how maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was bashing one of our local news radio stations for having that study that they didn't explain anything. Well, I heard one of their talk show people, one of the local talk show people, talking about how after further studies into video games, it is actually quite beneficial for children to play video games, but please play in moderation, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I can stand with that.
Yeah.
And have the parents dictate what games the kids should be playing.
Yeah. Well, I like how Fox was saying a lot of 9-year-olds are going to play Bulletstorm. They just kept going on about the fucking 9-year-olds. And it's just like, okay, try going into GameStop as a 9-year-old and purchasing
a
game.
According to
but
Fox
yeah,
News,
your parent can do it and wait. Oh, that's right. That's the parent's
that's
fucking
shitty
fault.
Parenting.
Well, well, according to Fox News, if you have a MySpace profile and you're under 15, you're going to get date raped by some old guy in an alleyway. But,
well,
which is funny because they own fucking MySpace, but they sit there and they talk shit about just to stir up
fucking Did you like the statistics on that about how rape was going through the roof
these
days? Did you take a look at that thing that Rock Paper Shotgun posted on that where they're talking
about
rape statistics had dropped
all violent
crimes. Like fucking 80% since the 70s.
Yeah, all violent
crime.
Basically
since the birth
the
of video games, violent crime has dropped.
Yeah, it's in a 30-year low right now.
Yeah.
Except maybe here, but
except for maybe Detroit.
T-Town's tough.
We're not playing enough video games here.
Yeah. So, what else? Are we done with Bulletstorm? Or do you want to talk a little more?
Do you want a cradle?
I don't do the echo. I don't give a shit about trying to flex nuts about
this game is all about.
I know it's
about, pulling it out
nuts.
And pulling out the ruler.
Well, I earned a taunt, which is the fist pump. I thought that was quite.
I liked sitting there while we were doing our deals, meeting, like looking at the scores and saying, who did the best?
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, wait, damn it. John beat me again.
I know,
oh,
dude.
Damn it. Andrew beat. Oh, man, I've been on top for 2 rounds in a row.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
it's just
that
like,
is,
yeah.
He talks like that, too.
But I hate whenever you go into a new match, it all restarts. You don't keep any of your skill points, blah,
if
blah. If you change maps, which kind of sucks. But other than that, I mean, to be honest, I enjoy the shit out of this game. I don't know how much legs it has on me, like how long I'm going to be able to play it, to be completely honest.
I think I'll go back to Horde mode, kind of like I go back to Firefight on Halo.
Yeah, every now and then.
I think that it'll be one of those things where, like, hey, Andrew, you got some Bulletstorm? Let's do that tonight.
I can see that, but I can't.
Since nobody plays Firefight
constantly for, like, another week or two, but after that, I'll play it every now and then.
Well, that's for me, that's how legs go. I don't think it's going to be like Left 4 Dead legs because the legs
Left 4 Dead are amazing. They're sexy legs.
Like Kenyans.
Run like Kenyans. Kenyans.
But, like, it's like Minergy.
Yeah, I love that.
Robo Flabbin.
It's a Power Thirst.
That death metal one I showed you where the pregnant chick smiles and then like a slaughtered lamb flies out of her stomach.
Red Bull gives you wings.
With a Manergy drink. It's like this death metal song about Manergy, and there's this pregnant woman smiling and her stomach splits open and this like slaughtered lamb comes out.
That was a slaughtered goat.
Yeah, with a fucking Manergy drink. I was just like, that fucking
No, I just like the tagline. Like, it was like, Red Bull gives you wings.
Yeah. It's like, but Powerade gives you birds.
Powerade gives you birds.
Birds all over your body. And the birds like, and are chewing the guy's ears. It's like, Birdman, because you're the Birdman. And then it's like, baby, fist.
Slow down.
Fist. It's like, just kept showing like pictures of like babies and puppies and their faces would turn to fists. You're like, baby, fist. Doggy.
So, yeah. What else? Have you been playing anything else?
Fucking awesome.
I haven't had time, dude.
Well, hopefully next week. There should be some good games coming out next week.
Yeah, there's...
I think. There's Pokemon. I think that's about it.
That's all you, buddy.
But we'll get into upcoming games here in a little bit.
Oh, I was all sitting back ready to tell.
News.
Who's starting first?
I don't have any.
I've got none. Holly.
We both have news.
That's
you,
right.
You go, Holly.
Jesus.
I wasn't cheering you. I was telling
Holly
you to go.
Holly and her half shell.
Well,
I'm Holly Power. I need a beer anyway, so you start reading.
Aww. I think I stole your last beer. It was hidden.
What?
There wasn't any ice. I would have gotten me a cup.
There's some Guinness in there. So.
Guinness?
Yeah. The plural of Guinness.
Guinnesses?
It's just easier to say Guinness when you're drunk, you know.
Guinness.
You don't have to add
Guinness
that.
Guinness in a bottle,
you don't have to
baby.
Add that. I'll have a Guinness. You know, you don't have to add the possible throw up S at the end of it. So you say, I'll have a Guinness. I discovered that on my birthday, actually. I was really fucking trash.
that you don't.
It's easier to say
again.
Just don't even add the S at the end of it. Because I is a lot more like, you know, far away from the throwing up. So the O face. So again, I.
Jesus.
Again, I. There's
right.
A method.
So they are considering may or may not be coming out with a Dead Island movie in the future.
Yeah,
I saw a little bit about that. What have you discovered?
They were talking about it, and then they weren't talking about it, and then they said that it wasn't going to happen, and then they said that there was a possibility that it could happen.
Sounds like somebody was just like, flip a coin. Is it happening?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
As a huge zombie enthusiast that I am, I had to say, hold your horses, guys. You haven't even put the fucking game out. So who knows if it's going to be any fucking good.
Let's get this game going.
Yeah. You got a really cool trailer, and the still shots I've seen look fucking awesome.
Have you seen that Minecraft trailer that's the same thing?
No, but I heard of that.
It's Minecraft Strikes Again.
Somebody did that already?
Yeah, they did the trailer, but all in Minecraft graphics.
God, that's fucking weird. Did they have the music and stuff?
Yes.
God,
I gotta show it to you later. It's great.
No, I'll look it up on my own.
And then, I'll just jump from that to Telltale Games are actually making a Walking Dead game.
Yes.
It's gonna be for PC, Mac, consoles, handhelds, and mobile.
Yeah, but a Walking Dead game, I'm just kinda
Telltale Games.
Trying to think, what have they done recently?
They're doing the Jurassic Park game, they did the Back to the Future.
Yeah.
What? Have you played the Back to the Future? What the fuck is that face for?
They do look.
Have you played it?
I've looked. Did you look at the Giant Bomb's quick look on Jurassic Park?
No.
It
looks like a lot. From what I hear, it's a lot of quick time.
It was 100% quick time.
I don't care. I'm gonna. It's like a side story.
I'm not really ready for a Walking Dead game. And to be honest with you, if I was gonna be ready, I don't know if I would go with.
Can somebody name one made from adaptation game, like one game that was made from a movie in the last 5 years that was worth a shit?
Well, even a TV
show. Or a TV show.
Yeah, because even Lost kind of sucked pretty bad.
Yeah,
hold on. There's been
the
a
show
few.
Was cool, but the game
sucked.
Lego Batman, Lego Harry Potter.
That doesn't fucking count.
No, those are more for kids
Lego
and stuff. Yeah.
Don't go Lego.
You said
nobody wants to play Lego Walking Dead.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be Lego, funny.
Lego Left 4 Dead. Lego Left 4 Dead would actually be pretty humorous.
Oh, my God. That would be so
But
cool.
Lego Walking Dead, the comic's already campy enough. You don't need to
I'm
going to
have to look that up, so you guys keep talking, and I can't think of any offhand.
Exactly.
And just because you come across Terminator Salvation, just remember that was a shitty game.
Yeah, no shit.
Okay, just letting you know. Just letting you know.
So anyway.
Iron Man does not count either.
I can think of one.
What?
Riddick.
Those games are actually some of the hardest fucking... I'm an advocate for the Riddick games because those are some of the hardest fucking games.
Narnia.
Spider-Man 2 is pretty good.
I never played Narnia.
I never did play Spider-Man 2 or Narnia.
Yeah. Even the Superman game really bit ass.
I wanted to like it.
I spent 10 minutes trying to figure out...
I'm sorry, Parks. I know you love that game.
I spent 10 minutes trying to figure out why there was a plane above me and why I was flying over Metropolis. What am I supposed to do? And so it was like, there's a nuke on the plane. I was like, oh. So I started flying towards the plane. I was like, I get to the plane. I'm like, what do I do now? It won't let me do anything. I was like, what the fuck? Can I just grab the plane and slam it into the ground or something?
You take it into space and then it explodes.
I just throw them into the sun. Like, you got a one-way ticket to hell. And just throw them into the sun. But no,
you build the world's largest staircase.
It's like, your flight's just been canceled.
Oh my god!
If he had teleport powers, he might be able to pull it off. But yes, Superman can't teleport.
Superman can't. No, but he can move faster than the bullet, so he doesn't need to teleport. He's just really crafty and quick.
The problem is he'd have to be really crafty and quick to get like 200 people off the plane.
I think he could do it if he actually. You know what? He doesn't have to do it all at once. He can just save a couple, let it blow up. Fly around the earth a few times, come back, save the rest, let it blow up, fly around the earth a few times, save the rest, you know? So he can pull the Superman 2 thing.
He can pull that time warp.
Yeah, the thing that doesn't make sense. The thing that doesn't make sense, we're reversing the direction of the planet's rotation does not make time travel possible. I'm sorry, kids.
It's really bad.
Christopher Reeves lied to you. It does not work.
He also lied to you about being cool.
Yeah, you can keep running around your backyard in opposite circles, it ain't gonna happen. So
speaking of what's his name, Reeves? I almost said Keanu Reeves. Christopher Reeves.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Did you ever see that thing that Maddox posted where it was Mortal Kombat and it had a finish him and it had him in the wheelchair? And
well, somebody needed to finish him. No, I didn't say it. No, anyway, so I still because of my childhood, I still have mad props for Christopher Reeves, even though he turned into a real weirdo. And I'm not talking about the injury in the wheelchair. It's like he turned to a fucking weirdo after a while. But I still have mad props for Christopher Reeves. I've always suspected that Keanu Reeves is like the bastard child of Christopher Reeves.
He's like from Lebanon.
I don't care. I just always suspect he was like the bastard child somehow. Exactly. That's why.
He's such an idiot.
I know he's in a band. Did I tell you about?
And it probably sucks.
Okay.
Did I tell you about my old professor that I used to have who worked in a Walgreens out in California that had him come in the store one day, and she knew who he was, and she worked in California, she really didn't care. Celebrities are all over the place. And while he's trying to get his script filled, he's like, "Do you know who I am?" She's like, "Yeah," and I really don't give a shit. I don't like your movies.
Yeah, I want to say that's what I would do.
Yeah, she's like, "Here's your Sudafed." And I go,
"What other
yourself.
News?"
I have.
Oh, hold on. Aladdin for the Super Nintendo.
Oh,
that's not within the last 5 years.
Anyway,
yeah, keep
Clash
trying.
Of the Titans,
keep trying.
Iron Man. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No shit. There's also bad games made, period.
Most of the movie adaptation games are pretty horrible.
Yeah, take it from us, man. We played pretty much all of them.
Oh, I've never played a game.
No, I'm just saying, like,
okay,
how many movie adapt games
are you
going to
cut
played?
Me off again?
News.
They're unveiling the iPad 2 at the Yerba Buena Center on March 2nd. Woo.
Another $400 piece of shit.
Yeah. So. I have one, but you've got that written down, so I'll let you do that. They've got the new Command & Conquer coming out for PC.
Right on.
I didn't see. Is it a reboot? Well, they said it just said new Command & Conquer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, to interject, speaking of reboots, they're re-releasing Halo 1 for Xbox 360, yep. And it is rumored to come out on November 15th, exactly 10 years away from the first game release.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are they doing the HD remix for it, or?
It's not a complete overhaul.
Yeah.
So, actually pretty excited about that.
I'm interested to see updated graphics and everything, yeah.
Got one. In the last 5 years.
Yeah?
The Warriors. The Warriors video game.
I never
was
played it.
Amazing.
Okay.
For like a 25-year-old movie.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay. The Ghostbusters game.
Ghostbusters
that was
game.
Fun. That was fun. And that was actually written by Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd.
But they do good things.
Well, no, they did. They also no. They also wrote Year One, and or Harold Ramis did at least, and that was a horrible fucking movie.
So there you go. There are some good video game.
Okay, one out of like what 50?
I said two.
Okay, fine. 2 out of 50.
Generally speaking, that was my point. But I'm glad you did the research, Andrew, because you show yourself studied
and he did it on an Apple, on an iPhone.
Scott would be proud.
Yeah.
I enjoy
the
my
loading
Apple,
times. Are
my
fast.
iPhone. I enjoy my iMac. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. They are coming out with Bulletstorm downloadable content with Gun Sonata adds 3 new maps for Anarchy Multiplayer mode.
Sick.
Sewers of, what is it? I don't know how to say this. Stygia?
Stygia, I think.
Okay. Hotel Elysium and the Villa. 2 new Echo mode maps, Crash Site and Guns of Stygia, and 2 new leash enhancements. Available in spring for 800 Microsoft points or $9.99 for PSN.
Not a bad price.
Not a bad price at all.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what I'm excited for when you start telling your news.
Was that it?
Do you got anything else?
No, I have 2 more. Okay. I have 2 more.
Oh, she's got more news.
Stop pausing.
I have two. Well, I'm just.
She's building up the tension.
No, I'm just. No, there's no tension.
Like, brain, reboot, begin, next segment.
I'm used to you guys interrupting me. Just trying to get it out of the way.
Wrong program.
Anyway, so they've got a new game from the guy that did Flow and Flower called Journey. It's basically someone running through the sand.
I've actually seen some stuff on this, and I'm super stoked about this.
Really? The video that I saw for it was just someone running through sand, basically, the entire time.
Well, you're an antagonist, but you can't do any damage. So it's one of these things where it's making you look at it solving things in less than... like, most games are like power enhancement, you know? It's all based on... Male enhancement. It's all based on...
it's Viagra-driven.
It is Viagra-driven. I mean, most of it is just an extension of your penis. I mean, it's a big power grab. You have all these awesome upgrades. You're awesome. You kick ass. You're, like, the best thing on the fucking game. These games turn that on its head, and it's... You're the
nobody.
Least important person. You're nobody. You're... You know, you're trying to do this like...
You're a nobody.
Kind of like Limbo was. You're not anything special. Yeah.
Yeah, you're nothing special, so it's not hyping on that point.
Yeah.
It's just a different experience, and that's what I'm excited about.
See, all I saw was them, like, character just basically running through the desert.
Well,
all I've seen
on it is I read an article probably like 8 months ago about it.
Really?
Yeah.
It looked really pretty from what I had seen, but I don't know, like, I didn't play Flow or Flower,
which it's only a PSN release, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like some of the games that are coming out, like you and I were joking around about that Asphalt 3D.
Oh,
we were just trash on this thing because I haven't seen anything for it, and they were talking about it on one of these other casts that we were listening to in the car. And I was like, Asphalt 3D. I was like, what? So you just sit there and stare at Asphalt in 3D? And he's like, yeah, pretty much. And I was like, there's like little bugs, and like if you go idle, like a hobo passes out on your fucking concrete. And you got to poke him with your stylus. You're like, come on, get up. Oh, don't piss on yourself. God damn it. You know, get up, man. And the cop comes and fucking arrests him and stuff. And all on your little piece of asphalt.
Somebody gets curb stomped.
Yeah, somebody gets curb. You see a drive-by, and there's a chalk outline on your fucking asphalt. And it's all in 3D, though. It's all in 3D.
3D trays.
Hookers, of course.
Yeah, there's hookers and people throwing up on your asphalt. It's like
problem is it's like
just
at street level. It's like 6 inches above street level.
Yeah, so you don't see too much.
Shoes.
You see feet.
You see somebody spit out gum.
Yeah, you see feet and running blood, and it's your little adopt a highway piece of asphalt in 3D.
Maybe if you and buy that, you adopt a piece of a highway.
Yeah, and it's a little piece of highway out in fucking like Sheboygan. You're just sitting there watching people die on it.
I really hope that's not the game. That's our idea.
I bet it's a racing game.
I think Asphalt's actually supposed to be like a. I don't know either a racing game or it's one of those little builder games where you're sitting there building stuff.
I have no idea.
Yeah, and
but all in 3D.
I've got one more. They're coming out with a movie called The Golden Age by Matthew Vaughn, who did Kick-Ass and X-Men First Class.
Yeah.
It's a
movie
about...
We'll see how First Class goes.
Yeah, no shit.
It's X-Men.
Exactly. That's why we're going to see how far it goes.
Yeah.
Kick-Ass was good, though.
Kick-Ass was good.
I can't wait for Kick-Ass, too. Yeah.
I can't wait for Nemesis.
The Revenge of Red Mist.
No. Nemesis is awesome.
Amazing.
You need to read that.
I know. You guys need to read it too. Great comic.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It's really good. It's a movie about a retirement home where superheroes end up, and they're trying to get...
it's like Bubba Hotep.
They're trying to get Clint Eastwood, Jack Nicholson, and Warren Beatty.
Beatty.
I don't know.
Very well-known actor. Warren
Who
Beatty.
Is he?
Dick
Who
Warren
is
Beatty. Dick Tracy. He was in Dick Tracy.
Oh, okay, okay.
He was in...
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde. He was also in Ishtar, one of my all-time favorite movies with Dustin Hoffman.
I was
going to
look him up, but then yeah, I got
a lot of people like Ishtar, motherfucker.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, yeah. I made you watch it. It was surprising.
I didn't even know what it was.
Is that it
I
for your news?
It's like it drove Coca-Cola out of the movie business.
Do you have DLC?
Announcements?
He's got some shit.
Okay,
coming,
I'll just say it. Because I thought she was going to write it down. There is a new... It was accidentally released because they thought the achievements would be invisible. But there's going to be a new Mass Effect DLC that's going to officially bridge the gap between Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 3 called The Arrival. And that's about all we know.
Oh, I wonder if that's going to be the beginning of the the like Reaper. Whatever. Yeah, the Reaper arrival.
That would be kick-ass.
Because that's how they got to start Mass Effect 3 is they're already there. Because they showed the preview and the Earth was just getting its ass kicked.
Another
thing,
they accidentally released a little too much information about Mass Effect 3. Somebody said they were having to get the different councils of aliens to help defend the galaxy.
Yeah.
So you kind of know what you're doing.
So you're doing a lot of diplomacy mission stuff. Oh, it's going to be sweet. Oh, so sweet. Stoked.
But that's all the news I got. Justin!
I have like a golden shiny boner right now for Mass Effect. So.
Golden?
Yes.
It's go-
Sounds
well,
uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to spin around here.
I call it a farfic boner.
You mean spinning. You mean get up and walk.
I'm going to get up and walk.
Well, I'm going to exercise a little.
Yeah, I'm going to exercise. Yeah. So, this is actually, I'm doing this just for John and all the other PlayStation enthusiasts out there with Atlas Games.
This fucking weird ass.
Catherine. It's a, I heard it's done by the same guys that did
Shin Megami Tensei. Yeah.
There we go. Basically, it's doing fucking awesome in Japan. Right now, you can't get it in the U.S. It's sold next to nothing on Xbox 360 because nobody in Japan plays one.
Yep.
Like 24,000 copies. On PlayStation, though, sold 160,000 copies, which there is like a fucking platinum game.
Yeah. And this is
but
the weird one.
Yeah, that's the one I was showing you.
The boxers and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's just this. It's a weird platforming game where you're, I guess you're going through some kind of weird regression on a breakup or something like that. He always falls asleep and he has these crazy nightmares about this girl named Catherine.
Yeah.
And it's all these weird platforming puzzles where you're pulling blocks out, moving around, and trying not to die, basically, things are chasing you.
It's bloody grotesque, too, like being skewered by a fork and ripped in half. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's not really my cup of tea, but it's very interesting looking. I think I would probably play through it.
It's John from the Carousel's cup of tea, yeah.
It is. I think John would enjoy the shit out of this, actually, just from looking at all the stuff I've looked at for
it. I wanted to check it out just because it did look so freaking
weird. It's a very
preview.
Different game, and I'm kind of interested, even though it's... Again, not my cup of tea because it's way more anime than anything I've ever played.
Yeah.
But for some people, that's going to be the drawing point.
Well, I think they even had like a calendar or a soundtrack you could get that was just all the girlfriend of the game, Catherine, just talking. All of her dialogue from the game with, I think, some ambient music behind it. And I was like, yeah, that's very Japanese anime type culture.
Yeah,
that's
very anime
culture.
Yeah. So I think once they do finally release a date for that, I think it's multi-region for PlayStation. So if you can find an import, I think you can play it on your regular PlayStation.
Nice.
But it is available, I think, on the Japanese PlayStation Network. So if you can set yourself up with a screen name for that, go for it. Download it and tell us what you think because it does look interesting.
I'd like to hear about it, yeah.
Video Game Art Show. It's called Game Over TV or Game Over 4. It's going to be in San Francisco, I believe.
Nice.
And they're going to do video game inspired artwork. This is coming out very soon. It's March 4th between 6:30 and 10. And actually, a friend of mine got me interested in this. Dave's girlfriend Angela actually had a link posted to some of the stuff where they had Zelda art. Like done in this weird, like not oil painting, but like over the top, like oil and color,
like fresco kind of thing.
No, not fresco, but it was like kind of like comic art, but just better done, like almost McFarlane style,
like texture kind of.
Like just, I'll just have to show you. It looked really cool. Yeah. But a lot of people. While there's not a whole lot of game releases coming out that week, They're going to be going to that showcase.
Yeah, make it down to San Francisco.
Yeah, looks cool.
Think I might go.
The San Francisco treat.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's travel 2,000 miles.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
smart.
Let's drive 22 hours just to go to a 3.5 hour, art show.
Sounds good.
There is something out there called Nostalgia. It's Nestalgia.
Not like the stupid way you spell it.
Oh.
Nostalgia.
You should sue.
I should sue.
Yeah.
But no, they're just doing another play on it, and I like that. But it's a free-to-play RPG kind of set like WoW, but with like Final Fantasy II graphics. It's 8-bit WoW, basically. Like, there's fucking auction houses. You got PvP in it. You got epic loot. You got co-op for dungeons. It's something different that I don't think that they've ever done like this. So I'm going to post a link on our show notes. So if you guys, it's free-to-play. Go check it out. Tell us what you think. I think I actually try it out this weekend.
Yeah, I might try that out.
Dead Space 2 DLC.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming out March 1st.
I can't wait, man.
It's called Severed. You're taking on two different characters, aren't you?
I don't know. I haven't looked too much into it. I just saw that it was announced, so I didn't really go into it.
Yeah, they're going to...
I had a class.
It looked to me like they're actually doing somebody other than Isaac, or they're just following the stories of somebody else. But a lot of people are excited about that, because that game did fucking awesome.
Yes. Right.
It could be about the girl that you team up with in the gang, because she actually goes her own way for a little bit.
Well, I think there was a girl involved.
Yeah, for most of the game, she's on her own, and you actually boot her off the station at one point, so she's got her own little journey she goes through.
Something else I want to mention, since I do have the Minecraft fever. Fortress Craft, coming soon to Xbox Live Arcade Indie Games.
If that's cheap enough, I will check it out, probably.
80 to 240 points.
Hey, that's a big...
That's pretty cheap.
That's a big... It's just from 80 points to 2... you can't even buy 80 points, so...
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
just your leftover points by an indie game.
Yeah, you got to buy 400 just to be able to get that, so...
But, no, it's... Well, that's only
and
$5.
Yeah, I know. For very long, Justin.
Well, it's because it's hard to read standing
like,
up.
Like my knees got weak.
it's and not his flies are unzipped.
Really?
No.
Oh, I was like, is it?
And he looks... It's like, is it peeking out?
No, I saw you reach for your cock. I was like, what the fuck?
But it's not exactly Minecraft. It just looked exactly like it. And it's,
but it's not Minecraft.
I think you're building fortresses. I don't know.
With a name like Fortress Craft, probably.
But we're going to post a link on the show notes, so we'll find out together.
together. Forever and ever.
There is a weird thing that Vietnam is doing right now. The country's Ministry of Information and Communication has asked internet service providers to block access to online games between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you're in Vietnam, these are sad days because, if you play video games and you work, that's when we play.
We might just have to go back over there and get our asses kicked again over video game restrictions.
So really what that means is if you're playing WoW, play during the day because these guys can probably kick your ass.
Yes.
You're going to have to get a night job.
Yeah.
There tomorrow, or I guess it's going to be today if you're listening on Thursday, Bethesda's going to have some game footage of Skyrim. So it's going to be posted on the website. They already got a trailer on there. But there is supposed to be some actual in-game footage this Thursday. What is it? What's today? The 23rd?
Yeah, okay.
So
I'll
it'll be the
that.
24th.
Yeah.
There should be some information and some gameplay footage for Skyrim. I'm really excited to see it. See what happens with that. Gears 3, a little bit of interesting news here. It was originally being set for the holidays, and I think they moved it because of the Halo release date, because I don't think they ever really want to...
Fight
with that, because they're
Modern Warfare is also coming out that time period.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, Gears 3 is set to be released September 20th, so it got pulled back, or pushed back, because originally it was set for the spring, and then they said holidays 2011, and now it's September 20th, so we really don't know. And for all of you that got Bulletstorm the Epic Edition, that demo comes out hopefully sometime soon. I don't know. I've been looking all over the place for it. A little bit of last bits of news here. There's a hacker-proof PS3 coming soon. I actually found this on Destructoid's website. And they have some rumor and speculation. They're citing an anonymous sources right now, so we don't know for sure. They're saying Sony may be preparing that hack-proof PS3 model, and they're going to try to phase out the current models being sold on the market.
Yeah.
So it's going to be another box that should be running the same price, $300.
But they're upgrading this one, aren't they?
Yeah, I think
like
so.
600
yeah.
gigabytes.
That's 300 gig. Yeah,
still 300 gigs is pretty big.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's more than
bigger than the Xbox. It's at a decent price.
Well, yeah, I'm sitting with the 250 gig, and I'm just sitting there going like, I will never use all that space.
Well, you do eventually with shit you download, but
yeah, but it'll take quite a while.
Yeah, it'll take a while, and I don't like as many of the games coming out on it for the PlayStation Network. But there are some cool games on there. I really want to play some Infamous. I never got to play that. I'm sorry, guys.
Mm. No, but, I've always been
I really
want to
play some Uncharted. I hear John talk about it
some
all
heavy,
the time.
Some Heavy Rain.
Yeah, Heavy Rain. At least we have two people here that have PlayStation 3. But
hey, and if they're dropping those prices, you should hop
yeah, up. Well, and you know, the big thing with PlayStation Network is people have been hacking it and fucking around with the multiplayer and... You know, it's just...
This doesn't make it fun.
Play, like, Infamous, Uncharted...
Yeah, some God of War.
But if I have access to a free multiplayer network, you know, like PlayStation, fuck you, Xbox. It sucks if you can't... If you don't want to get into it because there's so many fucking assholes out there fucking with it. You know, it's kind of annoying.
Well,
I don't play PS3 for the actual multiplayer.
Yeah.
I play it for their
single player
exclusive games and their Blu-ray player.
Well, and I'd like to play some Demon's Souls. I've played a little bit of it and I like it. And so and I'm you know,
well,
and then Shadow Claw
that game if you get a PS3.
So my biggest problem with getting a PlayStation 3 is that there's so many games that come out now that are PS3 and Xbox that I have to end up choosing which one I want to favor for that. And
if it's multiplayer, I'm probably going to pick up the Xbox.
Yeah, exactly, because I know more people that I play multiplayer with, and if it's a PS3 exclusive, then I'll probably go that way. I wouldn't mind checking out Mass Effect 2 on PS3, though, to be honest with you.
Just to see the improved graphics.
Yeah, I would pay for that just to play it on PS3.
I mean, they already look good, but 1080p, just got to say that.
How much were they selling that thing for when it first came out?
60.
They're doing the 60?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I almost bought it before I borrowed Mass Effect from you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much all my. Oh wait, you mentioned something, Holly. Torchlight, coming out? Isn't that coming out soon for
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
That was me.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've played the shit out of it on Steam. I can't wait to play it on Xbox.
Yeah, I'll actually play it with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's not multiplayer.
No,
it's not.
No.
No, it never was.
I thought they're thinking about porting that over.
If they do, I'll be surprised.
Okay.
It would be
that's
cool.
Depressing.
It's fun enough, actually, without multiplayer, I'm just saying.
I don't like... I'm not a big Dungeon Crawler fan, and the only time I do participate in Dungeon Crawlers is if it's, like, co-op.
Just wait till Hunted comes out.
Yeah, man, that's going to be some fun. We got to co-op some of that.
Yeah.
Well, that's not, like...
You're the girl.
It is a Dungeon Crawler,
but it's not, like the...
Old
like,
school.
The Diablo.
It's a step back into the genre of dungeon crawler with a bit of change.
It's not cover based.
Isn't it Gears meets fucking
Torchlight?
No, not Torchlight.
No, we're talking about Hunted.
Oh, Hunted.
It's got cover base.
There's some long distance and cover based crap, but like I say, it's a step back into the dungeon crawler genre with a more modern kind of look. So
it's kind of like a third person Dark Messiah.
There's supposed to be a panel with that crew with Kurt Schilling at
East. Nice.
Oh yeah.
Boom.
You guys better get some good questions.
So then should we just segue into that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So lately we've been doing our comedy corner, which actually let's do our comedy corner, which last week we said what was your funniest moment in gaming, and we had a couple submissions. I only had one submission. I had my buddy Horniak.
Right,
that's his last name. Send me in. I actually went to Iraq with him. Said his funniest moment in gaming was in Halo 1. Was when it first got kind of became big, was teabagging somebody after a kill.
Yeah, I don't think that really happened that often, to be honest with you. Not on consoles.
Well, co-op. Couch co-op.
Well, it happened in Counter-Strike, I'm sure.
What are you?
Teabagging.
You have to... this is his submission. You have to critique it. This is his funny moment.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying too.
I'm being an asshole.
Yeah, you are.
I'm all right.
You're like,
with it.
I've got a huge beard and I look like a dwarf, so I need to be cranky.
I feel tier one, thank you very much.
Easy, Gimli.
My God.
Okay. Holly, did you get any?
I had two, but I didn't write them down.
Oh.
So, no.
So, thank you, those two people. Your friend doesn't care.
Well, one was O'Shea, and one was a guy that I work with.
Well, thank you, O'Shea, and guy that we work
Kurt.
With.
Kurt.
I got one, but I didn't really talk to them, but I know of it. It's the time where Knobs fell through the elevator floor. Left for dead.
That
and,
was pretty funny.
He didn't incap himself, but he was stuck down there waiting to be killed by a tank after everybody else was dead. So that was fun. That was actually really humorous. So.
And Justin.
Brian says he can't remember the name of the WoW dungeon.
Mr. Potter?
But it was the spider one over in Lich King, and there's a long drop down in the water, and he was a DK, and he froze the water on the way down, and we all died.
A little bit of WoW there. All right.
Steven from TVGP, he says, playing Brutal Legend demo and not expecting to laugh out loud so much at the dismay of my wife, and I wish you would explain that. But it sounds like it could have been a funny moment.
Possibly.
I didn't tell you what
Possibly.
It was?
No, that's how he left it. And I was like, okay.
Maybe it was one of those private moments.
We will just have to agree that that was pretty funny.
We'll just have to use our imaginations.
Now that we did that comedy corner, so weekly we've been doing our comedy corner where we need your submissions. For these next 2 weeks, before we go to PAX, we are changing it, and we are doing our Road to PAX. Basically, what we want from our community is to send us in a question or what we should do when we're at PAX. You can do it on our forums at tiltcast.com/forum, or email it to us at tiltcast.com at rockandmail.
There should be some rules, though. It can't be things like streak the lobby or anything like that. Or
nothing stupid. Actually, industry
piss in
related.
The community Kool-Aid thing. Or
Like, what we're looking for is, like, if there's a certain developer that you want us to ask a question about, of course, we may not get the answer. We may not get the answer. We may not get the opportunity to talk to these people.
But damn it, we'll try.
But we'll definitely try. Like, if we can come across, like, Ken Levine and ask him what kind of is Andrew Ryan somehow going to be in tied into BioShock Infinite, that's the sort of question. Or if you can look at the PAX East actual website and see the schedule, and from right now what we've been told, we can bring audio recorders and we can bring camcorders. So if there's a certain panel that you want to see, send us a message. We will try our hardest to videotape that panel and have the community be able to see it. So you're coming along with us.
No, we can up these up on our website.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's exactly what we're going to do. Like, there's one panel that I really, really, really want to go to, and that's the live demonstration of Rage, the new
I think
id
we'll
game.
All be there.
Yeah.
And we will take a camcorder, and you will be able to see what we saw.
Now I'll be here
as quickly as possible.
Hopefully not buried out to my ass in snow. Holding on the fort.
We'll be able to leave.
So that's what we're asking you guys, is to give us some questions we should ask developers, because we're going to get a Q&A session with hopefully some major developers. And if we get to stop them and ask them some questions, or if there's some game that might be announced, you want to learn more about it, just send us a message.
Well, on top of writing about this, what we're going to do is we're actually going to record a lot of these little snippets of interviews that we do, and it's going to be actually part of one of our casts here very soon.
Yeah,
so
we need to talk about that off cast.
Here. Yeah, but we're going to be posting as much content as possible.
Exactly.
Off this.
So we want you guys to be there along with us. So, what questions do you want? What information do you want? Send it to either tiltcast@rockandmail.com or.
We're going to have a thread on this under the Clap Chap Comedy Query. And we're going to have you post your submissions there. So we want a lot of questions, which means you need to jump on the forums. The forums are now spam-free.
Yep.
I have fucking killed all the bots. So
nice.
And it's kind of hard to sign up. You got to be human. So anyways.
So sign up at tiltcast.com/forum or send us an email at tiltcast@rockandmail.com. Now that we've done our road to
PAX,
our gauntlet for this week, which is tomorrow, at
10
p.m. Central, so figure it out yourself. We're going to be playing some Halo Reach, which we always have a blast when we play.
Yeah.
So join us on there. And
hopefully we can get some TVGP people on, too. Oh, they don't? Okay. Oh, fuck them, dude. What about Moon?
No, Boston likes Reach.
No, he doesn't.
He said it so himself.
I still have never played with Boston.
Well, he goes to bed way earlier than we do.
Oh, wait, Boston. I was thinking about Knobs. No, Knob hates fucking Halo.
No, Brad likes it.
Well, then talk to Brad.
Okay.
Okay. This is kind of a pointless
this
conversation.
This is kind of
creepy.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know the rules, same BS.
Do you know what their favorite foods are, too?
So, hit us up.
Yeah. Hot dogs.
Shut the fuck up.
Ether.
Ether dogs.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay, man. So hit us up either on the forums or talk to us online. We've been having a pretty good community playing with us now, so jump in and play.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to upcoming games. Go, Trent.
All right, well, as everybody knows, we have Bulletstorm and Killzone 3 this week. Those are two great games. One that I wanted to mention from this week, just because I was a big fan of it back in the day, Xenogears. Xenogears has been released on the PlayStation 3 network for download. And,
I wonder if it's is it an HD remix?
I do not know. All I know is that I don't have PlayStation, but I saw that and was just like, wow,
I
love Xenogears.
I wouldn't play Xenosaga.
No, Xenosaga was a bore fest. They should not have even bothered with it. But yeah, we had that come out, which is just fan-fucking-tastic. And we also had Knight's Contract come out for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Now, I didn't get a chance to pick this one up, but it looked pretty cool.
It was kind of like an anime dungeon crawler or something.
No, I thought it was an arena like Dante's or...
Oh, kind of like an action-adventure.
God of War kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of like that. More like that. Yeah.
Hey, John, did you pick it up? We want to hear about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, what we got coming out for this week, we're having the wonderful BitTrip Flux for WSHP. So that's coming out on the 28th. Then we're going to have Rango, which I hope that's how you say it.
Yeah.
For DS, PS3, Wii, and Xbox 360.
The movie adaptation of the
movie adapts. Great.
Game adaptation
okay.
of the movie.
Right. Well, that's going to be wonderful. We got Pixel Junk Shooter 2, kind of for PlayStation 3 Network. Then we got Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War 2 Retribution, kind of for PC. Now, I'm a Warhammer fan from back when. Are you? Yeah, you are. I was about to say.
Stuff. The Dawn of War games are very good.
Yes. We got Beyond Good and Evil, kind of for Xbox Live.
That is the House Party, the second game in their Xbox Live House Party.
Yeah.
The first one was Bejeweled Blitz 2.
Yeah.
This week.
Beyond Good and Evil, that was released for, I can't remember. It's an older one, re-released. But yeah.
PC?
Yeah, I think it was PC. So I'm actually looking forward to that because that was actually a pretty cool game for the most part. We got Dino D-Day.
Oh,
for
shit.
PC.
That game looks fucking awesome.
Is it like Normandy Beach or something?
No. It's just like, oh my fucking God! That was cool.
It's Raptors on Normandy.
No, it is the shit. I was seeing things for this a couple of months ago. I even talked about it on the cast.
Dinosaurs and Nazis in World War II. South Africa setting.
No, it's like Counter-Strike. It's like a Counter-Strike mod.
Yeah, yeah. You're Sergeant Jack Hardgrave.
Dude, not even kidding. If I had a PC or if it comes out on Mac, dude, I am playing.
Yeah, you play a paleontologist who's put his career on hold because you're like, dinosaurs are attacking. I know more about this. I'm going to join the army and kick their asses, not study them. I'm just going to kick the shit out of them.
Triceratops with like miniguns on their back.
Like Hitler's riding on top of them.
It's like Beast Wars.
This is going to be for PC.
Robots.
This is good. You can tell this is one of those like games that definitely it was PC because it was an indie developer. It's like, this sounds like a good idea.
No, it was originally a mod for like Counter-Strike or Day of Defeat or something like that. Like it's a Half-Life Valve mod that's now been made into an actual game.
I will check it out. Anyway,
I'll check it out, too.
Yeah.
I know.
We got Fight Night Champion for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 coming out this week on March 1st.
Oh, Connect.
I do not. I'm not sure. We got Rift, Planes of Talara.
That's a really big release, actually.
Yes. Yes, I know. I saved it for last because of that.
Isn't it supposed to be a whale killer?
I know. I'd save the two. I saved the two big ones for last.
Isn't it supposed to be a whale killer? Are they trying to make it a whale killer?
They're trying to. I don't know if they're going to, though. But it, you know, it's definitely going to be pretty cool.
I expressed some interest in it, but I don't. I can't get sucked back into an MMO.
Yeah.
MNOP.
Yeah, and then the last big release for this week is going to be some Pokemon. Yeah, Black.
I'm actually going to play that.
Come out for DS March 6th.
Or White.
Yeah, or White.
Get something.
Oh, no, I'm saving it because it's one of my favorites. And we have Earth Defense Force 2, Insect Armageddon coming out.
We have some pretty terrible games that are going to be pretty awesome.
Dude, EDF is a shit, man. EDF
and it's only $40.
Yeah.
It's only $40.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a B price I can agree with.
45 attacks.
Yep.
All right. So.
But just so people know, though, coming up this next month, though, while PAX is going on, we're going to have Dragon's Age, we're going to have Torchlight, we're going to have Homefront.
It'll be the show.
Yeah, you're going to have Yakuza 4 coming out as well.
That's the one with the zombies.
Yeah, but you're going to have those games coming out. Torchlight, I'm looking forward
to.
Dragon Age 2. Yeah.
I'm just going to have to catch up. We're all going to have to pick a game and review, and we're going to have to game swap.
Well, see, I'm still waiting for April for Portal. So
April,
that's my big thing.
Mortal Kombat.
LA Noir. LA Noir is May,
LA
is it?
LA Noir looks fantastic.
Yeah, it does look fantastic.
I'm excited.
But I've been waiting for that game for quite a few years since I saw the first preview about 4 or 5 years
like
ago.
05.
Yeah, it was about 4 or 5 years ago, and I was just like, that looks like the shit. And then they finally brought it out, and I was just like, I cannot fucking wait.
So. Well, this was a pretty epic-ass podcast, guys.
Yeah, we covered this in a very
short
amount of time.
We did pretty good on this one. So, just a couple of reminders. Gauntlet tomorrow, Halo, 10 o'clock Central. We've got our Road to PAX. Send us a question. And we've got our shout-outs. Go ahead, Justin.
Do shout-outs. I'm in stereo, sort of. TVGP.TV, they do good things. We have the Carousel Podcast with John and Susie, and occasionally one of us, and somebody else, and somebody else. And Winemaker Joe is actually on their show recently from Tiltcast. He has yet to make it on our cast yet, but he will soon.
We really haven't had that many out of... We need a Skype guest sometime.
We do need a Skype guest, but last couple of plugs, the Dynamic Soundtrack. It's Boston. He does a really good in-depth review. It's almost like a radio show. And I think people should check it out. It's just video game music. You sit back, relax, listen to some video game music, and then listen to commentary in between.
Soothing sounds of the storm.
Some of the stuff's pretty soothing, man. He's got some pretty cool shit on there. But, of course, you know, Bombcast, they kick ass. But, you know, there's a lot of other podcasts out there that I don't have time to plug.
Well,
No Quarters.
No
Quarters is really good. I forgot about them.
And then Gamers with Cast, which we're trying to get on there.
Yeah, Gamers with Cast is actually not a podcast per se, but that's where you can find, like...
It's a directory.
Yeah. It's a directory of good indie podcasts like ourselves, and there's a lot of cool shit on there.
You should
be
able to get on there. Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, if I'm at a podcast of the week, I'll just go on there, and I'll just hit play and then just listen to them all.
Yep.
So there's some cool shit on there.
Alrighty, so that ends this podcast. We've had fun. We will see you next week, guys.
We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk. You'll hear us on the interweb next week.
Yeah.
We will talk to you tomorrow on some Halo. Or today, depending on
when you listen to it.
So,
no, it's just now like 1 minute past midnight.
They're not getting.
I know. no, I'm just saying.
This is Andrew, Red Sox Pride, signing off.
This is Justin Nostalgia.
This is Trent Gorgasm 23.
This is Holly Like a Lady.
Sorta Like a Lady.
Oh, yeah.
She's
got a wiener.
No.
She's got a vagina.
Goodbye.
I do have a vagina.
On your face.